Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, February 13th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome our friend Olga. She is the bilingual 4-H associate educator with UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, in with us from Grace, Greater Rapids Area Church for Ecumenism. Beth, it is always good to see you and have you in.
It's always good to be here. Thank you for having us.
We should let the audience know, of course, that Beth and I have amazing chemistry and have worked together quite a bit.
But
we got to put our serious hats on this
one. We do.
We have to be, because we are not only that, but we are talking about something fun, too.
Yes.
I do want to let the audience know real quickly, just remind them of what Grace is, Beth, and how the impact it's making in our community.
Grace, the Greater Rapids Area, if my mouth would work this morning, that would be great.
I've been struggling all morning. I hear you. It's the cold.
The Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism is a group of pastors that gather together representing each of their congregations to do things for the community, including joint worship services. This last Sunday, we did a pulpit exchange where four of us went to a different church. And all of those congregations are in what's called full communion, where we recognize each other's ordination and denomination and can serve in each other's churches. We also do a Thanksgiving service, a Blue Christmas service, but we also want to support our community in other ways. And one of those is we created an event called Walk Off Debt, where we try to raise funds to pay off food service debt for students. Specifically, we try to start with our seniors so that they can walk at graduation and receive their transcripts. And then if there's more than what needs to be to pay those off, we are paying it down to be able to give these students a fresh start to be able to move into a new chapter of their life.
Yeah. It's impacting our futures and the futures of our community and our kids in our community. Mm-hmm. It's a great organization. And as a side note, I joke about, you and I relationship and everything. But this meant a lot to me when you first started to tell us about this, kind of even before it really got to where we are now with it, coming from my family, growing up in a Christian and Jewish household, I had a first, row seat to how much are these faiths are connected, and how much crossover there is and parallel there is. And also growing up and seeing so much, unconnection between these worlds and not understanding it. I think this is not only what we need in this day and age, is more of this, of what Grace is doing. But I think it's what we've always should have been doing. It just speaks to me. It makes my heart sing when we talk with you guys and we talk about this organization.
Thank you. Yeah, the group that is together, and it's open to any church in our community, and we ask that you, if it's possible, the pastor attend. If not, designate somebody to come work with us on this. But we go back to biblically, where Jesus said to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those that are sick and ailing. And we recognize that though we may have different ways of worshiping God, it is the same God that we worship. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to pull ourselves together to live out the witness that we believe we should have. One of the questions that I was asked by a member of my congregation about this specific outreach that we do with Walk Off Debt is why would we need that? Why couldn't families pay off their own debt? And I think it ties into what the United Way does with the Alice Report. There are families out there that are trying to get all of their bills paid, but there may not be enough money for everything. And schools are still required to feed the students if they come through the line, whether they can pay it at that moment or not. So some students don't even realize that parents haven't applied for, because of the stigma attached, free or reduced lunches. And there's no stigma to that. That's just an opportunity to find a resource that you could then shift those funds to something else to pay for. But students don't know that until they get to high school, how much student debt they have.
Yeah.
And we've helped students that have had over $500 to $600 worth of food service debt be able to walk and hold their head up high for graduation, and then to be able to move on to that next chapter with that clean slate.
I share a lot with the audience because it's a way to connect with the audience and a way to build the trust between each other. But I've also been honest with the audience that I share some stuff, and there's some things I don't share, here and there, and for a lot of different reasons. But one thing I don't believe I've ever shared on the air is I did graduate in '96, but I was not able to walk with my classmates. I had fines and I had some things that I was not able to take care of. Mm-hmm. So I was not able to literally walk on the stage with my classmates. Right. Had Grace been around, I might have been able
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's it may not seem like a big deal to some, but if you've been in my shoes, if you've been in those kind of shoes before, you know what it was like. Well, you know all your classmates that you've been spent years and years with, that they're all doing something that you were supposed to, you wanted mm-hmm. to do. And in some ways, completely out of your own hands, you're not able to be a part of one of the better traditions we have in school.
Absolutely.
And it means something. It still bothers me to this day. I remember it like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's something that is a big deal and is literally one of the kind of like walking points to becoming a complete adult, and being an adult is making that transition and everything. The art of that, the act of that, to be able to help kids in that way, along with so many other things, is such a great impact.
Right. And often there are students that are working to try to pay their food service debt because mom and dad are working to pay something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in our own household, when we first moved to Rapids, because we were living on just my salary until Seth got a job with you all, to just make ends meet, we qualified for reduced lunches. Mm-hmm. And that was a help for us so that we had the money to pay other things that needed to get paid. Mm-hmm. So there should not be the stigma that so many people associate with that need. It is an opportunity, like I said, to be able to shift funds around so that you can still, your child can still get that meal, but it's at a cost that you can afford.
And I will say real quick too, and this is not a shot or anything like that at anybody in any community, but if you are a person, a family that would shun somebody or give somebody a hard time for something like this, I question where your ethics are. And where your faith, where all those things can be, because that's mm-hmm. the opposite of this. I was one of those kids that got shamed for these things. And thankfully, I came from a family where the food was more important than what you thought of me.
Right.
So I never was bothered by these things, but my brother and sister sure were. Yeah. And they, we didn't feel this stuff in Chicago. We felt mm-hmm. it when we came here to a small mm-hmm. town. And I'm only bringing that up because in a big town, they don't care as much.
Right.
There's too much going on in those things. Otherwise, they might care. That's not a shot. It's just something that we can all as a society do better at. And in part to your point about the Alice report, we know from the stats alone, mm-hmm. look to your left, look to your right. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who is in this category that we're talking about yes. here, if not yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're really hoping that we won't have to do this in the coming years if Governor Evers' plan to create free breakfast and lunch for every student happens. It would be wonderful for us to have to say, okay, what other need is in the community
yeah.
and how can we help meet that need?
And we can also help you guys with those needs and meeting them in some of the events you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have a blast and a real fun time with these events also. And you got one coming up.
This is a brand new thing for us. So this whole all started with trying to do a walk with the hope of moving up into a 5K. And we're still hoping that maybe we can make this into a 5K eventually. But we realized that there are other opportunities. And winter is not the best time to be outdoors walking, if today is any indication.
Good call.
We thought, what other fun things can we do? And there are a lot of trivia nights out there that the community loves to participate in. And we thought, well, let's do a free trivia night. So there is no cost for you to bring a team and participate in trivia night. We're going to do one at Bee's Tap House on Sunday, February 23rd. So it's the end of the month, the last Sunday of the month. It's going to be in the afternoon. And the way that we're going to raise our money is if you want to give a free will donation and contribute towards this outreach for us, that we would gladly accept that. We're also going to have a silent auction. So we've got different businesses in the community that we are soliciting, and several have already stepped up and will have baskets that you can bid on. And we're really hoping that that's going to be a draw, that people will be able to come and see what they can get. There's a coffee shop in town that we're talking with who is considering donating to that. I think the station is going to be having a basket there as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a Norwex basket there. So all sorts of things. And if you are a business out there that would like to help us by donating a basket towards that silent auction, please, please reach out. Let us know. We'd be glad to receive that.
Marketing and business 101. You want to be seen by not only as many eyeballs as you can, but by different eyeballs if
mm-hmm.
you can. And you get with this Grace in multiple avenues that you're reaching,
mm-hmm.
multiple people that you're reaching in different areas, and people that you may not reach otherwise and may not have an opportunity to reach otherwise. Along with everybody loves raffles.
Yes.
This area, it just loves raffles.
Well, this isn't a raffle because you have have to have special licenser for that. It's an auction. Silent auction. That's okay. I want to make sure that we're staying on the legal side. You know, there is a separation of church and state, but the church still has to abide by the state's rules.
That's on me. And leave it to me, of course, to find trying to find a edge on this one. So that's just me and my background. But the silent auction, these kind of things, a part of events, people just love them. And it's not only stuff where you're going to get some stuff and, you know, maybe win some stuff and all that, but you are knowing that you're doing some good. Mm-hmm. Giving people, you're right about the trivia night, too. We talk about this a lot with our friends in Nacusa and in Rome, where they have a lot of trivia nights going on over there. This time of year, these are some of the more popular events, and people just love. And you know, you go down there and you get to live out your Jeopardy fantasies and everything. It's a lot of fun. We do also real quickly. I do want to send a shout out to Two Doors Down Brewing.
Yes,
we talk about them a lot, in part because they host so many of these great events with our nonprofits.
Yeah, we are so grateful to them for opening up their space for us, because they're usually not open on a Sunday afternoon. So they're opening it up. This is going to be happening, I believe, at
2 to 4.
2 to 4, yeah. 2 to 4.
And Beth, when it comes to this thing, it's also a real step above, I think, to offer this for free. We certainly really, really appreciate those goodwill donations. Mm-hmm. But to offer this for free to the community is also something that shows how in tune Grace is with our community, to the point of hosting this event.
Well, we realize we're living in a society that is more and more individualistic, and we are people that were created to be in relationship. And so to offer safe spaces where people can just come together and share in fellowship and have a good time, we love to be able to do that for people.
When it comes to those goodwill offerings, Beth, if people, you know, especially nowadays, not everybody's got cash on them or anything like that, are there other ways to be able to make those goodwill donations?
Let me know. There are certainly ways that we can have you donate to one of the congregations with that money earmarked towards this, and then that congregation can get those funds to Grace.
And when it comes to our good friends out there, our businesses out there that would maybe like to be a part of this, maybe they want to have something for the silent auction or something along those lines, can they still be a part of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can reach out to me personally. It's wrmcpastor@gmail.com, or go ahead and give me a call at 715-213-2362. That's the church phone. And we'll do what we can to help connect you.
The walk-off school debt is coming up Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 4 at Two Doors Down Brewing Company over at 140 East Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're speaking with our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhager, right now from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, and of course representing Grace organization today. Beth, what else you got for us today?
Well, Lent is just around the corner, and the 40 days leading into Easter Sunday. And each of our congregations have our own evening midweek Lenten services, which is a tradition of the Christian church for many centuries. We were talking and we realized that a lot of our congregants are getting older. And as they get older, they don't like to drive at night as much. But they're the ones that really appreciate these rituals that we've had over the years. So this year we decided to get together as a group, and we are going to offer a lunch Lenten service. Mm-hmm. And we are doing that with the help of the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They are letting us use the Lois Canton Studio Theater. Mm. So Wednesdays from March 12th through April 9th, from 12:15 to 12:45, we invite you to bring your lunch with you, and we will have a short service that will allow us to focus on what Lent means for us and the journey that we believe leads to the cross and the empty tomb.
Yeah. Honestly, one of my favorite times of year, and while I don't practice, I think of my Nana during this time of year, and how every year she gave up chocolate for Lent. it was one of those things that just seemed like, okay, now let's give it up chocolate, no big deal. A couple of days in, we knew what a big deal it was.
Yeah.
We were reminded of it and everything, but it was very important to her to make a true sacrifice, a true movement, like something that really meant a lot to her, she really enjoyed, that was not easy for her to. And I think it's one of the more beautiful traditions in all of faith.
Mm-hmm. And some Christians, instead of giving something up, they'll take something difficult on during those weeks to remember that Christ took on something for us. What we're doing with this service is we're looking at the cross in a different way. And so the theme of our services for this year are going to be Artisans of the Crucifixion. So each week we'll hear a first-person monologue from a person whose product was used as part of the crucifixion. For instance, the tanner, whose leather was used for the whip. The basket maker, who was used to put the crown of thorns together. The blacksmith that created the nails. The carpenter, whose wood was used for the cross. The stonemason. So each week you will hear what that use of their product meant to them and how that impacted how they understood what happened to Jesus that day.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow, that's amazing. As it's my job to come up with follow-up questions and everything, and I got nothing. I've never heard of that. I've never thought about that, let alone heard anything like that. I think that's a really, really cool and interesting perspective to bring to this.
This is one that it's a book that was put together several years ago, probably 20, 30 years ago, that I've used at different places where I've been pastor, and it every time we've used it has really impacted people. In addition to hearing the monologue, there'll be a poem that we'll read together as part of that.
Will this be something you'll be reading, or will you have other locals reading with you?
All of the clergy are going to be taking turns leading a service. Nice. So each week it will be a different one of us doing that first-person monologue. And it may be more of a reader's theater than it will be having it memorized, so it's not going to be like the plays we have there.
Yeah.
But it gives you an opportunity to hear something from a different perspective. Again, this is over the lunch hour. We are not providing the meal, so we invite you to please, you know, if you want to go through a drive-thru and bring something with you, or if you bring a sack lunch with you, bring what you would like to eat with you. And as we share that meal, we'll also share in this time of study.
You know, the food is great. We appreciate the certainly the wonderful venue with our friends at WRCT and everything. But the fellowship, it feels like, is what's so key here.
Yes. It's an opportunity for those that really want to be able to remember and honor that season, to also have a chance to be with other people, because a lot of our older generation is very lonely. And so any opportunity that we can provide to be able to get together is a wonderful opportunity.
And we've really, in such a short amount of time together today, Beth, we've been able to really give people already two amazing examples of what grace is about, and how grace is paying attention to its community and listening to its community. We're very fortunate in this area. Our nonprofits are talking with our community, not at. But we've all known organizations or nonprofits in the past that this is what they do and this is what they're going to do. And that's great and everything, but you are able to reach and do more good when you listen to your community and pay attention. You saw a need in this community, specific to this community, and being able to walk off student debt and some of these things. So you would approach that when it comes to Lent in this, and knowing our situation as a high senior population and the struggles we've had with that, with them not only being able to get out of the house, but having fellowship in that. So changing the time of a time honored tradition and changing the time of something like that and everything. That's an organization that cares. That's an organization that is listening. I like to think that that's becoming more common nowadays, but it's still pretty noteworthy. You and I know what it's like when we were growing up, and how some nonprofits and some churches, to be fair, would handle themselves, and to each their own, not judging any of that. Just saying, I think we have a better world now. We have a much more welcoming world, and we're able to do more good.
And we try to do as much as we can. And if you do know of a need that you think our organization could be able to help with, please let us know. We would love to be in conversation with you about what we can do to help meet that need.
Beth, did you have anything else you wanted to touch on before we wrap
up? I think
that's
all of the events that we've got going on.
So we nailed it.
We did. Yeah. Now, on my own congregation side, I just want to remind everybody that because we have a congregational function happening this Saturday, there will not be the Winter's Farmers Market going on the 15th. But it will be coming back on the 22nd and going through May then. So we appreciate the community's understanding as we celebrate a life of a member of our congregation on Saturday instead.
Yeah, no, I hope that goes well.
Thank you.
I really do. And certainly want to remind everybody out there, whether you are a vendor and you're looking to, you know, get be a part of things over at the Winter's Farmers Market or any of the above, go to wrmoravian.org to find out more information and reach out to them. I want to also remind everybody that Beth's wonderful services are available for you on their webpage. Be sure to go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, subscribe to those. I know my father loves them. them. I know that I enjoy them and get to, whenever I get a chance to catch up on them and everything, because Beth does a wonderful job with these services, and the time and effort you put into them is so noteworthy, and your passion comes across in every single one of them. But also, she's a great MC. She's a good MC. It's also very entertaining. It's also very enjoyable. Appreciate that, Beth. And just one more time, I want to remind everybody about the Walk-Off School Dead event coming up Sunday, February 23rd, 2 to 4 at Two Doors Down Brewing Company at 140 East Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. All proceeds will benefit the Southwood County School Meals Program. Find out more about that. Beth, how can they do that? How can they find out more about that and reach you if they need to one more time?
You can find us on Facebook at the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, and we've got all of that information there. You can reach out to me personally. We also have an email account, centralwisconsingrace@gmail.com.
And if you ever need any of that information again, we do know Beth pretty well. We've got a couple of connections to her. We could always get that information to her if you need to. Just get it to us, everybody. Thanks so much for the time, Beth.
Thank you for letting me be here.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.